The Gemara tells us if one squeezes out grapes and makes grape juice, that is good for Kiddush. That's an explicit Gemara that we see grape juice is good for Kiddush. So the question is, what about our grape juice today? Is that an issue? Well, it depends. So Rav Henkin, and that, this is the normative psak until Rav Moshe came along, he said, no, you can't use grape juice. Our grape juice today goes through a process, a chemical process, and therefore can no longer become alcohol. So therefore, it's pasul for Kiddush because it's a shahako in the yebidvaro, and you make a shahako on that type of grape juice. The Gemara was talking about this, you squeezed out grape juice, and if you left it long enough, it would turn into alcohol. And he brings a raya from a Knesset Agadola, but it seems to be, could be Rashi, Shita, and Brachas, Kates, and Mavarcha. And what bracha do you make when you cook a fruit or a vegetable? So, Ramosha came along, and it used to be the conservative Orthodox divide, one of them, was whether you could use grape juice. The Orthodox said no, and the conservatives said yes, and that was a big issue then because you're only allowed to use wine for religious purposes. So I think it was Louis Ginsberg, he told his shita was, and then I think he told the authorities that no, you don't really need wine, you could use grape juice. And others disagreed and said, no, it must be wine. You can't make Kiddush on grape juice. Until basically Rav Moshe Feinstein came along, I mean, it's still a machokas, but he settled the dispute. The normative Orthodox practice was changed. Up until then, people did not use grape juice for Kiddush. And Rav Moshe pointed out that one may, you know, also based on how, based on the way he learned the sugya. So therefore, today we assume it's a whole discussion in general. Even if you, what type of wine do you need? The Rambam Shita, you need Yayin Sheino Mavushal. So there are some Svardim who forget about using grape juice, won't use any wine which has sugar in it or any extra additions. It goes back to the Gemara, which says you have to use wine which is fit for the Mizbeach. So the Rambam takes it literally, so the effort says, Yadin Shein and Mavusho. Tosa says, this means don't use spoiled wine. The grape juice isn't spoiled. But according to the Rambam, even like regular wine isn't good. So there are some Svardim and others who are makbid for the Rambam on Kiddush Friday night. They'll use only Yadin Shein and Mavusho. That's the expensive wine. However, the accepted norm is that one does use wine, one use regular wine as well as grape juice. And there's a further issue regarding grape juice on the night of the Seder, where Rav Moshe, who's the one who was matzeh grape juice for Kiddush all year round, he claims, not that you can't use grape juice, he says it's better to use wine, because Pesach is a time of cheres, and objectively, drinking wine is a sign of the malachim. And Rav Soloveitchik disagreed and said, Rav Moshe would say, if you like them both, but you prefer, if you like grape juice a little more, or you prefer grape juice, you still should have wine. And Rav Soloveitchik said, no, the Rambam might you need a shtiya reva, you should enjoy your drink. And therefore, what kind of night of freedom is on four steps that they don't want? So therefore, Rav Soloveitchik said, you use grape juice. So it's accepted norm grape juice all year round. And I think we all agree that if you use grape juice tonight, you say the Yotze, it seems to be a lechadchila machlokis between Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Feinstein on what is the lechadchila drink. What's the ikar of the night of Pesach? Is it objective freedom, and therefore I'll drink alcohol, which represents freedom, even if I don't personally like it? Or it's about our personal cheres, and therefore if I don't like grape juice, I don't drink grape juice. If I don't like wine, I don't drink wine. In fact, it's like the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah writes that, you know, we all recline on the night of Pesach based on the Rav Yah, because that was the way, with the Gemara, that's the way of the king. So the Rav Yah wrote that Bizman, during his time, no one reclined anymore, so it's not Derech Eret. Most people don't enjoy reclining. Maybe back in the day, you're on a couch. So again, so even though, so we, in this issue, we paskin like the Rav Yah, or at least l'chadchilu, we paskin like the Rav Yah, that we try to recline. I mean, l'chadchilu, we don't paskin like the Rav Yah. We do recline. However, we lie on the Rav Yah. That's what they explain, number one, in terms of, let's say, you drink and don't recline, so by nashim, by women, we're more lenient, and in situations we could use that kula for men as well, but that's in the kud in terms of the beginning of how you define cheres. So that's the issue by grape juice. Grape juice, clearly the Gemara says it's good. So it's that grape juice that you just squeeze out of grapes. So everyone agrees that you've had grapes and you squeezed out and made grape juice, it's good. The shaila is our grape juice today, which goes through a process and it can't become alcoholic anymore. So is that good for, or it can't turn into wine? So therefore, does that make a difference? So Rav Hinkin said yes. Rav Moshe said no. And then, so it's a, Rav Hinkin would say grape juice is no good all year round. Rav Moshe would say it is. But Rav Moshe would say it's not good on the night, or it's preferable not to use on Leil Pesach. And Rav Salavetia would say, not only is it fine to use all year round, it's even lechatchila for those who want it to use Leil Pesach as well.